Thanks, Steve. The nationally 14th-ranked Ferris State hockey team is off to its best start since the 1979-80 season, thanks in part to a big sweep over 10th-ranked Miami of Ohio this past weekend at the Ava Glavin Ice Arena. The Bulldogs beat the Redhawks 4-2 on Friday night and captured a 2-0 victory on Saturday to improve to 6-0 on the year and 2-0 in CCHA play. Eric Alexander had a pair of goals on Friday night, and Ferris State tallied 2 power play goals in Saturday's win. Senior Taylor Nilsson and freshman C.J. Mott split duties in net again this weekend, with each earning a victory. The Bulldogs travel to Yost Ice Arena in Ann Arbor this week to square off against number 1-ranked Michigan on Thursday and Friday night at 7:35 p.m. You can hear all the action right here on Sunny 97.3 with Dominic Hennig and Dan Kowalski calling the action. Ferris State Volleyball avenged one of its only losses of the year and remained unbeaten at home this season by beating Northern Michigan 3-1 in Sunday's Senior Day match. The Bulldogs also topped Michigan Tech by a 3-0 count on Saturday and are currently 19-2 overall and 13-1 in the GLIAC this season. The 13th-ranked Bulldogs play their final 5 matches of the regular season on the road. Bulldog women's soccer topped the Findlay Oilers 2-0 in a home victory on Friday and battled Tiffin to a 1-1 double overtime draw on Sunday in Big Rapids. Senior Bree Borgman with a pair of goals on the weekend. In other action, Ferris State football fell to rival Grand Valley State 57-10 on Saturday night. The Ferris State women's tennis team placed 5th in the GLIAC tournament, and the women's golf team was 6th at the Grand Valley State Laker Classic. Also, the women's cross-country team earned runner-up honors at this weekend's GLIAC Championships, and the men were 4th, senior Tina Muir, the women's individual champion. For ticket scores, merchandise, video, and more, visit FerrisStateBulldogs.com. A reminder, Saturday is Kids Day, as Bulldog football hosts Indianapolis at 2 p.m. at Top Taggart Field. All kids admitted free of charge, compliments of Huntington Bank. Reporting for the Bulldog Sports Network at Sunny 97.3, I'm Rob Bentley.